All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and we are back with How to Fix the Future. Yeah, we didn't forget. Mr. Moonmi is still working hard on this game, and as of right now, the second chapter is completely finished. As in, not just half of it, but the whole chapter now. So we can actually go through all of Chapter 2. And I waited till it was my turn on Patreon to get it, so now we've got it, and we will continue to cover it throughout the month, and next month too. So let's get strapped in. By the way, he mentioned something in this game that I kind of want you guys to know. He said that the flags in the game were in early development, so now there's no right or wrong way to play the game. Right now, you can play the game however you want. He's changed everything. So he actually said if you want to go back and maybe try some different routes, you can. So this game does not kind of force you into being a bad guy or whatever. The flags don't even matter. So just letting you guys know that. This is a more loose game. You're not going to be penalized for doing shit. There we are. Okay, let's get started. Riley flinches a little from surprise, but just silently looks you in the eyes, wishing for more. You slowly and gently run your fingers on her shoulder, pulling off the strap, and you notice how goosebumps appear on her delicate skin. Let me move this mic up just a little bit. After exposing her right boob, you take your hand off and freeze for a moment to enjoy the view of her nipple. Is that it? Without thinking too much, you grasp her boob with your palm, and at the same moment, Riley loudly gasps. Riley reaches her hand down and begins to slowly stroke her pussy through the panties. She squeezes your hand and presses it harder to her boob. You feel how her breathing becomes quicker and her heart starts beating faster and faster. Grim. I want you to pull your dick out. Jerk off to me. Yeah, like that. Do you like it? Do you want to see my second boob? Oh man, we might actually get to see the second boob, folks. It's like 1993 again. Oh yeah, I'd love to. Great. I can smell it, but I can't see it. That's teasing me and turning me on at the same time. Well, I can get up and No, I want it like that. That's hot. Let's just masturbate on our own, but feeling a part of one another at the same time. You're touching my boob while I'm smelling your dick. Well, that is interesting. Well, if you want that, or we can masturbate each other. That's not fun, Grim. While looking for treasure, the process is the fun part. Research, finding, steady discovery of clues on the way to the coveted treasure chest. What would be the fun if you just immediately open the chest? Everything needs to be done gradually. I like the way she thinks. Ah, again with your metaphors about treasures, keys, and locks. Well, if you want me to, I want you to, giggles. Riley takes her panties off with one hand and starts to stroke her pussy. Yeah, squeeze it harder, Grim, like that. Oh, I'm so wet for you, Grim. The animations are really good in this. I'm gonna cut. Fuck, that was so hot. Maybe you can help me out. Panting. Oh, okay, let's do it. It's so hard. Of course, watching you masturbate and cum while lying on me is so hot. Riley, sorry, you're barely grabbing it. Can you grab it tighter? Fuck. Fuck, is she for real? Riley! Sniffs. Well, shit. You jerk off while greedily eating Riley from top to bottom with your eyes and keeping an eye on her pubes, nipples, and lips. Sometimes it be like that. Drawing various different scenarios, you feel the tension increase and you're already close. Fuck! Ah! Holy shit! You hide your dick in your pants and carefully lift Riley's head to get up so you can go get tissues. I have no idea what it is. You carefully use the tissue to wipe off the sperm from Riley's hair while trying not to wake her up. Shit, this girl is hot, but she's such a buzzkill. Falling asleep with my dick in her hands without letting me come, that's brutal. Although I can't blame her. She's very tired, and that's obvious. Scene unlocked. I like the music in the background, too, a little bit. Next day. You wanted to see me, Octavia? Yes. Come, Grim. We'll have special guests tomorrow, and I want you and your friends to be as quiet as a mouse. Don't talk to anyone, or even better, stay out of their sight. And if you somehow manage to talk to them, don't mention the portal fragments and time travel. Who are the guests? AMWP, Madam Secretary from the Moon. From the Moon? Wow! Damn! Yeah, I know. I can't believe it myself. I was quite surprised by her request. For many years, I've tried to get a direct meeting, but they've always refused. Honestly, I'm really nervous about this. She just shows up out of the blue and requests a meeting. The leader of the Alliance herself, on Earth, with me. Though I can understand why. They want to know more about the fragments, about what we've found out and how we've used them. There can't be any other reasons, or I don't know something. Anyway, that's why you should be careful and keep your mouth shut, as always. Is that clear? Okay. Okay, I'll tell the others. Good, thanks. That's it. You can go. Now that I'm here, I gotta ask, can we repeat that session? I have to say I liked it, and I'm looking forward to the next time. Haha, of course you did. I had a pretty busy month, and now considering that the important guests are coming, I don't have time for this. So I'm sorry, Grim. I don't know. But I promise to think about it. Okay. Voice coming from a speaker. Madam President, incoming video call from Samuel. Put him through. Samuel, how can I help you? Octavia, good afternoon. I have a proposition for you. I'm listening. It's about my establishments. Samuel, no, this issue was settled a long time ago. You know that I'm not going to let you exploit minors. Let's face it, Octavia, you're squeezing all the juices out of my city. There are no jobs and people are leaving. All the best engineers and even people with a smattering of technology were taken away by you to work on some secret project. And I'm not the only one. It's no better in other cities. The other day, me and the other mayors were talking. Basically, we're concerned. Everything I do is for the benefit of all of us, Samuel, and it's next... Yes, I totally understand, but you also understand me. Octavia, everything has a limit. Are you threatening me? It's not a threat, no. All I'm saying is that you should be more reasonable, and maybe loosen some of your decisions about doing business in other cities. Do you really think that you can just threaten me and demand to review my decisions? Octavia, if you're not going to let me run a business with a wider variety, then I'll just stop paying you, and other mayors will follow. Do you want that? Are you out of your damn mind? I'll destroy anyone who goes against me. Think carefully about your next words. Octavia, honestly, over the past few years, everyone's got really fucking tired of you, and your army won't be enough to fight four cities. I don't want to start a rebellion. Nobody wants to. Just grant my request. I'll increase the profits for all the mayors. In the end, everyone wins. Think about it. I'll contact you later. Damn. Later that day. Okay, what does the I button do? Oh yeah, statistics. Okay, it shows your scores on each character. Whoops. Is everything ready? Yes, Olga, your ship is filled up and ready to fly. I've also solved the engine issue, but the threat warning system is still acting up. No problem, it's not a sortie. Ah, and here's my co-pilot. Thanks, Audrey, and please, get on surveillance drones. We have only one in the east, and this is not enough. They break down faster than I can fix them, and that junk that we have, I don't know if I can make anything out of it, but I'll try. Thanks. It turned out that we've missed a few fragments close to Polis. I could have sent some agents there, but I thought that we could fly there together. Especially when I promised to take you on a mission, and that's a perfect chance to get to know each other better and spend time in a useful way. At the same time, you may learn something. Am I even allowed to leave the city? Is that safe? Well, you're with me, so yes, and in fact, it's my decision. If I say that you can, then you can. Besides, it's very close, only some 100 kilometers south. We'll fly there and back. It's like only a couple of hours. We'll make it before dark. I was watching you the whole month, and I must admit, you performed really well. The progress is clearly seen. You become leaner, more resilient. Completed task stats in the simulation are also on the rise. But by working in the field, you can learn much faster than just by practicing in the academy. That's why I want you around. Even more so, I think that you got a little bored lately. I think you could use a little break. I do. It's very interesting in the academy, but I got a little tired and I miss home. When can I go back to my time, just to visit my mom? I don't know, Grim. I'm sorry. You know it's not that simple. I know. But I know how to cheer you up. Trust me, you won't forget this day. Let's go. Wow, she's got a smile on her face. Where are we going? Most of our fleet are the survived ships of the Armed Forces and Past Corporation. But from year to year, it's getting more difficult to keep the equipment in good condition. It wears out electronics. What? Oh, okay, there's a comma there. It wears out. Electronics start glitching and also break down. We're taking three ships apart to put together one. I'm afraid that soon we won't have any ships that are suitable for flights at all. Can't you set up the production of new ones, or at least the parts for them? We're not wizards, Grim. We don't have the resources for that. All we can do is be satisfied with what's left. We're still producing something, basic parts, but that's not enough. Meet my ship, Valkyrie. I cherish it a lot. It's the last ship of this model. Pure perfection, speed, agility, armament, the best of its kind. Praise the ship or give her a compliment. You know, to be exact, you should be a Valkyrie, and that's your horse. Valkyries flew on them over the battlefield. And you're just like how I imagine a Valkyrie. Oh. Haha, let's go. Let's not waste time. And what is this button? Don't touch anything, please. Sorry. Have you ever flown one of these before? Damn, no. We don't have anything like this. I've flown only a couple of times, and even then only as an economy class passenger, obviously. And where are we flying to exactly? A place where there's no one and nothing. Wasteland. South of the capital. I thought that outcasts lived there. They live south of the capital, yes. But our target is much further than their settlements, and we'll fly around them from the east to play it safe. You stop talking and you look at Polis from above while you're flying towards the wall in the east. Ah, I love getting so high. Soar above the clouds where you can't see the land and all that happened to it. Yeah, stunning view. Looks like all systems are normal. Last time my left engine failed, but Audrey fixed it. You're a good pilot, right? I'm the fucking best pilot. It's in my blood. Sorry I had to ask. I wouldn't want to be with a shitty pilot on a ship where something could fail at any moment. It's a bit late to ask that when you're thousands of feet in the air. Touché. How long have you been with Octavia, and in Phoenix in general? Since I was 19. I was one of the first students in the academy, and the year it was founded they started a program to attract students from all cities. I seen the flyer and thought it's my chance to achieve something in life, so I applied. The best graduate that year, highest grades across all subjects. Manny said that I'm special. No wonder that Octavia noticed me. She took me in. At first, I performed simple tasks, but eventually, pretty quickly, I've risen to be the head of security and her personal bodyguard. I would even say that we have a friendly relationship. Being friends with Octavia, you're really special, haha. Haha, she was different back then. Do you want to try? Do you mean control it? Are you sure? No, become friends with Octavia. Of course I mean control it. That would be a good time to learn. Come on, get a hold. Okay. Just without any sudden moves, Grim. Nice and slow. Everything needs to be done very smoothly and gently, like with a girl in bed. You tilt the helm only slightly and the ship suddenly takes a nosedive. Easy, easy. You're trying to level the ship out, but you turn too much right and now the ship starts to turn over. Level it. Feel the ship. I'm trying. You're trying to level out the ship for some time, and in the end, you manage it. Whoa, that was fun. Yup, fun as fuck. I'm afraid I might need new pants. Ha ha ha. The main thing is that now you feel the ship. Yeah, now I kinda know how to control it. That's lovely. Follow the dashboard indicators, although it's just straight. Well, just don't deflect off course. Okay, I'll try. For a while, you're flying in silence. You're focused on controlling the ship, and Olga is thinking of something and looking into the distance. Listen, Olga, I want to ask. About what? You said that it's in your blood. Your ancestors were pilots, too? Not all of them, but most of them were in the military. My great-grandfather was a fighter pilot, and my great-grandmother was a combat medic. They've met when he was wounded by shooting down 5 Shaheds in 1 sortie. The last one damaged his plane and flayed his face with shards. He had to eject, and the landing wasn't the most successful. He broke his leg. My great-grandmother's team arrived at the scene first and took care of him, and they fell in love then. Their son, my grandpa, also went into the military. He was a drone operator. He worked with the latest military developments. Whereas my dad was very far from military matters. He was an artist. But unfortunately, after Derek's death, when the whole world literally boiled over, my father was drafted and he died the same year. Tactical nuke. Shit, I'm really sorry. Many say good things about Octavia. Well, at least they're thankful to her. And you said that she was different back then. What's her problem? Her authoritative behavior is not to my liking, but I still want to know why she's like that. Well, yeah, she wasn't always like this. Cold, cruel, bossy. I know what you mean. When she just took over, she was softer. She was strong, but fair. So what happened? Have you heard about Miranda Koning? Yeah. Kathy and Jacob said something about that. Outcast killed her and the minds of her children were transferred to the robots by the corporation. Yes, when the last city was captured, Octavia appointed Miranda as its mayor, so she would put things in order. In some way, Phoenix Corporation adopted a form of government from the past. Octavia doesn't have total control over the cities. Every city has their measures, their army, and their large businesses. This is sort of a feudal system of government, while Octavia and her corporation serves as a suzerain in this case. I thought she is in charge, and that all the cities abide by her. Well, she is in charge, and all the cities are abiding by her. As long as it benefits everyone, then the status quo remains. Her reign brought peace and order. The production of food and goods was established. Cities and their mayors make a profit. Everyone's happy. People are fed, and more importantly, they're alive. If one mayor decides to disrupt the status quo and become independent, or he just wants to occupy another city, then he's against other cities led by the corporation. It's happened before, and it didn't end well for the instigators. For others, it's a good example of what not to do. Those who went against Octavia are dead. I understand why you and your friends consider her a tyrant, but in our time, it's impossible to do things differently. If there was someone else in her place, it wouldn't have changed drastically. But only she had brains, strength, and courage to take matters into her own hands. Well, okay. So what about the story with Miranda? Honestly, I don't know about what was before they came to... I don't know much about what was before they came to power. Octavia didn't talk much about that. I only know that they were close. Octavia has never trusted anyone like that. There were a couple? I don't know. Maybe. Anyway, Baron, the outcast leader, decided to recapture the town after a few years. Prior to the corporation, he was in charge there. Our power was lower at the time, and the city had only a small group of 200 agents. Outcasts were well prepared and caught the garrison off guard. They snuck through the abandoned tunnels at night. Miranda has managed to request support, but it was a long way away from Polis. It's situated 500 kilometers away from the capital. I was leading the operation then, and we managed to drive them out of the city, but Miranda was already dead. Apparently, when everything went shit, Miranda left everyone and went after her kids so she could flee the city with them. She was tracked down and her house was smashed to the ground while they were all inside. I've never seen Octavia like that day. I think everything changed then. Yeah, the story is not that fun. I would suggest that we turn on some music, but the player has been dead for 2 years now. Music? You listen to music? What kind of music? I listen to what I can find. There isn't much choice. I don't know much about genres, but I can tell you what I don't like. That kind of music where the repetitive sound booms to booms, and a girl with a squeaky voice sings about love. How can you listen to something like that? I think you're talking about pop. I also find it hard to listen to something like that. Just bleeding from the ears. Right? It sucks. I like different kinds of music. Well, describe it. What kind? Well, there's electric guitar, powerful drums, makes you headbang. You know what I mean? I know what you mean. Haha, yeah, that's rock and metal. Do you like it? Yeah, I like metal. Hell yeah, I'm always listening to it, and that's true, I am. I'm gonna be listening to it tomorrow, and the day after, and as long as I'm on this planet. Well, sadly, we can't listen to it right now. You fly in silence for 5 more minutes when suddenly she lets out a slight chuckle. What was that? I was just thinking about stuff. About what exactly? About how it's probably great to travel in your time. You've probably seen so much. Not flying over wastelands, but actually driving down the road. Over the hills, through the forest, damn, even the desert was probably more picturesque in your time. Honestly, I've never even been out of the state. It just never happened. Really? How so? The whole world is literally open to you and you were sitting in one place? Why? Well, you know, I'm still young. I kept thinking I'd do it later, when I'm older, when I'd earn money. And why do you need money? Put on a backpack and let's go. Well, it's not that simple. I need somewhere to live, something to eat, and something to pay for the transport. I think those are all just excuses, Grim. If there was a desire, you'd have done it without money. I've heard that a lot of people travel like that. Well, I don't know. Maybe. I mean, some of you guys here can attest to that, right? That you just packed up and went, right? It was hard, but you did it. And you got some experiences from it. If I were you in a heartbeat, I would have sat on a bike and went for the hills. Wind in your face, smell of gasoline and burning rubber. That's the dream. And what about rock? Oh, rock too. Of course, haha. And why exactly bike? Do you like motorcycles? Oh yeah, but not these futuristic plastic toys from our time. The real ones. Those heavy ones, full of steel. Like in your time. You know, the long ones. Hands wide on the wheel and the loud sound would be like, boom, 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 boom. Aha, do you mean chopper? Yeah, I don't know. Probably. Haha. Okay, let me fly from here. We'll be dropping soon. Olga? What is flashing there? Where? Right here. Fuck! Hold on! What the fuck was that? What do you think, Grim? Fuck, the ship doesn't listen to me. Mayday, 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 we're crashing. Phoenix, can you hear me? Do you copy? Hold right, hold tight, the landing's gonna be rough. Fucking fuck! Do you really want those to be your last words? God, Mom, I love you! Ah! After a while, Olga, are you okay? I think... Ah, fuck! Olga, are you hurt? Yes. Let's turn you over, I'll look. What is it? I can't see. Are you bleeding? Yes. Help me get down below so I can lie more comfortably. Okay. Is that good? Yeah, I guess. What should I do? There are boxes behind your back. In the far right one, there should be a first aid kit and a flashlight. Take them out. Does it work like Doom? Okay, got it. Phoenix, do you copy? Can anyone hear me? Ah! Found it? Yes. Why the hell are you pointing it in your eyes? Point it on me. I was checking. Fuck! Oof. Olga, the blood is gushing from you. What do I do? What do I do? Oh, God. First of all, stop panicking and don't shine on my face. Have you found a first aid kit? Yes, here. Okay, we need to stop the bleeding. Take the disinfectant and put it on a gauze. Olga sits higher. Ugh! Don't move! Are you done? Yes, now what? Press it harder to the wound. Fuck, are you sure? Yes, Grim, now! Ugh! Breathes fast and growls through her teeth. Now what? Ha ha ha! Hey! What? Nothing, you should have seen yourself now like a scared dog. Now clean yourself up, you have blood on your face. Oh, I didn't feel it. Is that better? Yes. What do I do now? Relax and don't be nervous. We're alive, that's good. Yes, but you're injured and I don't know what to do. Right, when we get back, remind me to move the first aid glasses. It would make more sense to start with them. See if the bleeding has stopped. I think so. Good. Did you see that syringe? Inject it right on the edge of the wound. In the wound? Are you serious? I can't, that's... God, you're such a crybaby, Grim. It's just that I've almost died. The adrenaline is pumping and I'm scared. Okay, it's fine. Just pull yourself together and give me painkillers. Fuck, alright, fine. Doesn't it hurt? Of course it hurts, but it's tolerable. Okay, I think a piece of glass got stuck there. You must remove it. Oh God, get into the wound and remove it? Yes, you won't throw up, will you? No, I can handle it. Okay. Are you ready? Yes, do it already. Okay. Ah! Nah, easy. It hurts. I can't focus. It hurts. You're trying to find the piece with tweezers, but unsuccessfully. That's why you squeeze harder and insert it deeper. Ah! Wow. She just screamed in a different language. I don't know that language, but she's letting us know. Yeah! Are you looking for fossils there? I'm trying. Sorry. There. Got it. Finally. Now wipe the wound and apply a bandage. Done. Now, I've seen cotton buds somewhere. I think the flashlight's running low. Of course, nobody's ever changed the batteries here. Great. Cotton buds? Oh, it means like a swab. What are you doing? You got blood. I'm wiping it. With a cotton bud? Shut up. What happened? fucking outcast. Probably one of their teams got far south. I don't know why. They have M-pads, and we were flying low. They probably heard it. And our threat warning system doesn't work properly. If it worked like it should, we would have shot the traps and everything would be fine. Crap. Well, at least we're lucky that the ammo hasn't detonated. Damn, my poor Valkyrie. They've probably seen where we've crashed. It means that they could come here. What do we do? They won't. I've driven us as deep into the desert as I could. Wherever they were shooting from, they still have a long drive here. We're in the middle of the wasteland. It's getting dark, and you can't survive here at night. At least not in an enclosed space. They won't go for us. Maybe they'll try tomorrow, but let's hope that our guys will find us sooner. Check if the communication is working. Nah, nothing works here at all. Great. And the flashlight's dead now. Try to turn on the backup power. It should be enough for some time. There should be a red button. Done. But the communication still doesn't work. Well, at least we're not in complete darkness. What are you doing? I want to get outside and look around. You sit. I'll go. Fine. Be careful. Fucking great. The half of the ship is half of the ship's buried in the sand. It looks like the engines are fucked too. Breathe heavily while climbing the dune. Fuck. That's not good. I need to come back. There's like... sandstorm, yeah, I've noticed. And what do we do? Nothing. What do you mean? We can't do anything. We'll sit here and wait till they find us and hope that the storm isn't radioactive. Shit, are you sure that they'll find us? You're sitting next to her and for some time you're sitting in silence. They'll find us, right? Well, I sent a distress signal. There's a tracker on the ship. Sooner or later, they'll find out that we haven't come back, and they'll start looking. The Corporation has outposts in the south. They should be notified, so yes, I think that they'll find us. But I... What? I don't know when. I don't know whether the agents are alive on the outpost. Don't know whether the tracker works. It can take a long time to find us in the wastelands. The storm gets you, and the sand starts knocking on the ship's cover. What was that? When you screamed, it sounds like swearing, but I don't know in which language. Haha, that's Ukrainian. My dad always swore like that when something bad happened. I picked it up from him. Oh, really? I thought that you were Russian. You what? Me? Russian? Why the hell would you think that? Excuse me. You're not excused. Well, it's just your name, your accent. I don't know. I was born and raised in this country. What accent? Well, no, it's not thick, but I could hear it. Equally, you could have said that I'm Norwegian, Swedish, or Danish. The name came from Scandinavian name Helga. Sorry, I'm not versed in history, especially in European one. Are you sure that you're not a Scandinavian? Helga? Valkyrie? I feel that there's a connection. Haha, screw you. Although I was born and raised in this country, I'm ethnic Ukrainian. I understand you didn't want to offend me. You didn't know. And still, I should ask Daisy to start giving you extra classes if you're so bad at history. Well, I don't even know. I'm just saying, don't worry about it. Oof. Hurts? A little bit. But that's nothing. In other circumstances, if needed, I would have kept fighting even with a bullet wound. I hope you'll never have to. Okay. And we're going to go ahead and end it there for now. Things are getting really interesting in how to fix the future. We're in the middle of the desert, stranded. I didn't see that coming. But it is interesting. It's him and Olga. And Olga's sprite, but it's a render. Olga's rendering model looks more attractive than the originally. It's like they've added a little bit more... I don't know. Whatever they do to make this stuff. I play it. I don't know a whole lot about how they render. I've read some things, but I'm still, like, in the dark on a lot of it. But at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I will see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more How to Fix the Future.